With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Governor Steve Bullock's office said today that state agencies must cut their budgets an additional 10% in order to avoid a $227 million budget shortfall within 2 years. Those cuts would be in addition to spending reductions that were triggered earlier this month by low revenue results, plus previous cuts to many state agencies included in the two-year budget passed last spring. State Budget Director Dan Villa.
The only things exempted in law from these reductions are the School for the Deaf and Blind, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, salaries of elected officials, K-12 base aid, and state debt.
Villa said all of those entities, except K-12 schools, have been asked for voluntary budget cuts. Villa today blamed the additional budget cuts on two things. One, a revenue estimate set by state lawmakers that he called high, and what he says is shaping up to be the most expensive fire season in state history. He said the nearly $50 million Montana set aside for firefighting and other emergencies this year will be gone by the end of the week. Montana's Republican Party Chair Deborah Lamb issued a statement saying it is, quote, completely unacceptable that Governor Bullock refuses to take responsibility for the fiscal disaster he created, unquote. Lamb called Bullock incompetent and incapable of prioritizing spending. The Bullock administration and Democratic state lawmakers say their plan to shore up the budget with additional taxes on the wealthy and out-of-state corporations was rejected by Republican state lawmakers. I'm Cole Grant.